Athena buys out seed investors, routes 95% of revenue to ENA buybacks. Athena said it bought out its locked seed investor positions and agreed to remove the future monthly VC unlock schedule, then proposed a fee switch that would direct 95% of net protocol revenue into ENA buybacks. The disclosure came from a CoinMarketCap post on August 28, 2026, summarizing the changes. Together, the two moves target the same problem from opposite ends: the supply that keeps hitting the market and the demand that has to absorb it. The unlock overhang that just disappeared seed and venture allocations in most token projects vest on a monthly schedule. Every month, a new tranche unlocks and some of it gets sold. That steady drip is one of the most predictable forms of sell pressure in crypto, and traders price it in months ahead. By buying out the locked seed investor tokens outright and eliminating the future monthly unlock cadence, Athena removes that scheduled overhang from the equation. Instead of the market bracing for the next cliff, the position is settled. Early backers get liquidity now. The token stops carrying a calendar of forced supply into every quarter. The mechanics of the buyout, the price paid, and how it was funded were not detailed in the announcement. Those numbers matter for judging whether the deal was a good use of treasury, and they are worth watching for in Athena's own governance documentation. A fee switch aimed at ENA. The second piece is a proposal, not a done deal. Athena wants to flip a fee switch that would send 95% of net protocol revenue into buying ENA on the open market. Athena's revenue comes mainly from USDE. It's synthetic dollar. USDE generates yield through a delta-neutral strategy, holding staked assets while shorting perpetual futures to hedge price risk, capturing funding rates and staking yield. When funding rates are positive, that engine throws off real cash. Routing almost all of the net take into ENA buybacks turns protocol income directly into token demand. That is a large number. Most fee switch proposals across DeFi debate whether to share 20% or 50% of revenue with token holders. A 95% figure leaves almost nothing on the table for other uses, which is exactly why it will draw scrutiny in the governance vote. Buybacks only work while revenue holds up, and USDE's revenue is tied to funding rates that can turn negative in a bear market. A fear and greed reading of 81 or extreme greed suggests funding is rich now, but that can flip fast. The read for holders: stack the two changes and the intent is clear. One cuts scheduled supply, the other manufactures demand. If the fee switch passes as written, ENA's tokenomics shift from an inflationary drip toward a model where protocol success feeds back into the token. This is speculative analysis, not financial advice. A proposal is not a passed vote, and a buyback funded by funding rate revenue is only as durable as those funding rates. If perp funding compresses or turns negative, 95% of a smaller number is a smaller buyback. The mechanism does not create a floor. It links the token to the health of the delta-neutral trade underneath USDE. For anyone holding USDE or using it as a stable balance, none of this changes the peg mechanics directly. USD still relies on the hedge staying intact, and it remains a synthetic dollar rather than a fully reserved stablecoin like USDC or USDT. The buyback story is an ENA story, not a USD safety story, and the two should not be conflated.